Morning to everybody out there. This is that old cop Jack McLam again, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. For all those that love God and love freedom, listening in around the nation and around the world, welcome back. Good to be back with you again today, folks. And we have a lot to talk about this morning. I wanted to tell you that my program is different from many, many other programs, as you know. And I think the reason is, folks, is that we're an action-oriented program, okay? Our job is to get out there and do something and not just be the most educated person in the concentration camp. In other words, God said in Isaiah 5:13, therefore, my people have gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. Now, what did God mean when he said that? Well, he means that in order to not go into captivity, we have to have knowledge. We have to know who the enemy is and the enemy's plans. And then Psalms 94:16 tells you what to do with that knowledge. He says, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Pointing his finger at you and me. And you know, praise the Lord, folks, it doesn't take the majority to prevail. I like old Sam Adams, when he said, it does not require a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen to set brush fires in the people's minds. And that's what we're trying to do, and that's what you're trying to do every week in this nation. Awaken more people. Expose the evil deeds of darkness. And that's what we're trying to do here, folks. And I'm just pleased to tell you that I feel sometimes that I'm inadequate. I'm sorry about that, but I do. And I remember Everett Hale, that says, I'm only one, but I am one. I cannot do everything, but I can do something. What I can do, I should do. And with the help of Almighty God, I will do. Well, that's the way I lead my life, folks. I wish I was not just one. I wish I was 100, but I'm only one. But I pray every week God uses me for his will, not my will, but for his will. And so there's another fellow that feels the same way as I do, that we have to be action-oriented in this nation if we're going to overthrow the unfruitful deeds of darkness. And that is our Capitol Hill commando, Ernie from Virginia. He's on the line. We'll be right back. Get a pencil and paper. You need to come armed to this program, as Colonel Boatwright says. We'll be right back after these important messages.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Remember, too, that we're not alone out there. Sometimes I feel alone. I don't know about you folks out there, our brothers and sisters out across the land, but sometimes I get phone calls from police officers and soldiers, and they say, I feel so alone. I'm out here handing out literature, handing out tapes, DVDs, but I'm alone. But you're not, folks. Deuteronomy 31:6, God says to us, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, meaning the enemies of God. For the Lord thy God, he is there and goeth before you, and he will not fail thee nor forsake thee. So if you get the feeling you're alone, you're not, folks. If you're doing what God's willing you to do and within God's will, then believe me, you're not alone. Isn't that right, Ernie?
That is right, Jack.
That's right, brother. Well, Ernie, you just take the microphone, so to speak, and let's fill up my mind with what I've got to do tomorrow, Monday, on the telephone to call our elected things. Okay, go right ahead, brother.
I don't know if we can call tomorrow. I believe it's a national holiday.
Oh.
We may have to do our calling on Tuesday.
Oh, I forgot. Is that the Martin Luther King Day?
Yes, I believe it is.
Oh, okay. All right.
My gut feeling is that's the Martin Luther King federal holiday tomorrow.
Okay, very good.
But we have a lot to talk about, especially after the caucus vote in Nevada and the primary vote in South Carolina. And although Congressman Ron Paul is not getting big percentage numbers, at least the word is getting out to more and more folks. And it doesn't take a majority, like you said earlier, to make a difference. And you have your continued fight for freedom and liberty is unsurpassed in my view. And as time passes, I see more and more people coming on the Internet and writing articles focusing on issues that affect us all. And one such article by Doreen Hannes, H-A-N-N-E-S, today on newswithviews.com about the National Animal Identification System. She and her article is titled "Control the Food, Control the Population."
Yeah.
Well, her article is consistent with Henry Lamb's article from last week, and for those who didn't read the article, Animal Owners Treated Like Sex Offenders, dated January 12th, and you can get the Henry Lamb archived articles on worldnetdaily.com. You can go to www.wnd.com, but between Doreen's article and Henry Lamb's article, essentially the bottom line is the National Animal Identification System is a very bad thing. In fact, if you read between the details, you will need to report any activity. If you own a horse and you take your horse off your property, that's going to be required to be reported to the government. If you sell a pig to your neighbor, that will be required to be reported. And in Doreen's article, she's talking about if you have a chicken has a birth on your farm, you're going to have a birth certificate for your chicken. This is
wow.
This increased control of the population is consistent with so many other pieces of legislation. And you have to wonder, why is the Department of Agriculture focused so much on this database, this national database over all our livestock and our property, essentially, and yet not focused on improving their inspections at the meatpacking plants and processing venues, where that's where the problem is. It's not that American farmers are having all this tainted food. It's the animals that come in from abroad that aren't controlled and are mixed in with the processing plants, and then the whole animal system or farming system is somehow tainted by this. But the American farmer is doing a great job. It's this globalist NAFTA free trade activity that's undermining our country, our freedom and our liberty, our middle class via the outsourcing the jobs, etc. But Henry Lamb's article was outstanding. Doreen Hannes is, and she is very upset as an individual. She meets your definition for a rate. She's talking about lawsuits, people getting involved. And under our constitutional republic and our God-given rights, inherent God-given rights that God blessed us so much with, it's up to us in a constitutional republic, us as individuals, to participate, to call our elected representatives, and to challenge unconstitutional measures such as the National Animal Identification System.
Yeah.
And I'd like to bring to your attention another outstanding article. I mean, truly outstanding article. And it's very complicated, very comprehensive. It's titled Unleashing GMO Seeds, Food is Power, consistent with the National Animal Identification System, but more alarming and frightening, these GMO seeds.
Uh-huh.
And, Jack, these GMO seeds, they're based on what's called the recombinant DNA, rDNA, and it works by genetically introducing foreign DNA into plants to create genetically modified organisms, and those are created without risk. And it's basically about how to control the food on the planet and to make certain corporations even more rich. And I'm a very big advocate of the free enterprise system, but I'm very opposed to undermining small farms, undermining freedom and individual liberty. And
Hey, Ernie.
In 1995, Monsanto, according to this article, introduced Roundup Ready soybeans with its special gene gun-inserted bacterium that allows the plant to survive being sprayed by Roundup. GMO soybeans are thus protected from the same product used in Colombia to eradicate drugs that also harms legal crops and humans at the same time.
Wow.
And when you look at
poisoning.
What's going on
they're
in Iraq...
Us, brother, they're poisoning us with our food.
Oh, yeah, right. And the Iraq situation is not only about oil, but it's also to make the country a giant free trade paradise, according to the article.
Yeah.
And it discusses various orders by Mr. Bremer, who was there in control before the Iraqi government came into the being. But I want to bring to your attention Bremer Order 81. It covered patents, their duration, and stated, farmers shall be prohibited from reusing seeds or protected varieties or any variety the edict covered. And essentially, this plant variety protection was the core of this order, and the globalists were pushing this onto the Iraqi people and the farmers and making them produce stuff that's not native to their soil and using these type of seeds, these GMO seeds. And essentially what they're doing is they're starving the people with this approach. And if you look at the golden rice in 2000, the golden rice was developed that was beta-carotene vitamin A enriched, but it only you need to consume about 20 pounds of it to get the same nutrient value that native rice used to provide, say, in Vietnam. So what we have here is a game being pushed for globalist profits and world control not only of oil but food and food production. And this National Animal Identification System and articles by citizens Doreen Hans and Henry Lamb show how upset they are as individuals, and we need to be concerned about where all this is hitting, because consistent with that, we see the Law of the Sea Treaty, which I've been talking about for weeks now, but I understand President Bush is still pushing this dangerous UN Law of the Sea Treaty, which establishes another independent revenue stream for the UN and restricts U.S. access to oil, gas, and minerals.
Yes.
And a vote on that measure could take place any time. So we need to be very alert, and we need to be proactive here, because the evidence shows that the treaty's International Seabed Authority, ISA, is as corrupt as any other UN bureaucracy. It's been racked by scandal and turmoil and hasn't had a chief of administration for 5 years. There is no ethics office for the ISA and no requirements for ISA employees to disclose any potential conflicts of interest. And as I've talked about before, in late October, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee voted 17-4 to put us under this UN Convention on the Law of the Sea. And CFR member Senator Warner of Virginia is supporting this, and Senator Webb is also supporting this. And as you know, Warner just recently went to South Carolina to help fellow CFR member McCain in his primary, and unfortunately he won. But we have a lot of uninformed people in the country. They don't understand. Many people have never heard about the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea because, as you know, Jack, there is no discussion on mainstream media about this. There is no discussion about under this treaty the UN will have international taxing authority, and under this treaty there will be another world court, and with that world court, the U.S. will only have one vote among potentially 155 countries, and it rules by consensus, and we're not going to do very well.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, it will have international taxing authority. It will have enforcement authority over land-based pollution sources. We will need permission to extract minerals from the sea. They will have a permitting process. No way is this cost beneficial to the U.S. No way does this benefit the country. Former late President Reagan opposed this. Former Senator Jesse Helms adamantly opposed this. But yet we have both the Democrats and Republicans conspiring to put us more under the U.N.
Okay, roger that, brother. Folks, we'll be right back. Like I say, pencils and paper, please. need to get this information and get it out to our friends, relatives, and associates. And we'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commissions, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, folks, we're back with Capitol Hill Commando Ernie from Virginia. Going to go right back to him. Folks, it is so important that we learn about food control and how they're using our food to poison us and lower our resistance to all kinds of viruses and different things, and also taking away the nutrition from food. So, Ernie, I appreciate this so much, brother. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Jack, and since you seem to have a lot of interest in this, I will add a few more thoughts to this. The livestock that eats this modified food in the feed that's given them, over time there will be added consequences to the food chain, and especially the humans. I believe we will see an increased incidence of cancer, especially pancreas cancer. These foods that are supposed to, that were designed to combat weeds and certain insects, they are so resistant but so toxic, and it's like the Food and Drug Administration not doing a good job, say, on NutraSweet due to external political factors or profit. We're going to have the same potential consequences, and when you think through this, and the and Mr. Tom DeWeese's article, dated January 8th on newsreviews.com.
Yeah.
He talked about sustainable development, and it's a link to it, to Agenda 21. and the ultimate goal by the globalists to reduce the world's population by 80%.
Right.
You think outside of the box, you can see the food mechanism and its control not only enslaves the people, but potentially could be used as a tool to reduce the world's population. So when you see the National Animal Identification System and you see discussions and articles by on global research, this one by Mr. Stephen Ledman, and I've grown to appreciate his work. He goes to great effort to get the facts and to discuss subjects on both sides. And this
right.
unleashing GMO seeds, food is power, is consistent with other articles I've read. So I really encourage your listeners to go to globalresearch.ca. It's www.globalresearch.ca. Look for its article. It was posted on January 19th. It's a three-part article. He's had other articles on this, and it's Stephen Ledman's detailed review of William Endall's Seeds of Destruction story. And so he's done a review of somebody else's work and looked at it, and he's enhanced it, and he's really got a lot of details well beyond this show in terms of time to talk about all the aspects of this.
Yes.
And the dangers.
Very good.
Okay, but I think it's excellent. And while we're at it, I want to bring up another person that I, from time to time, I am so taken back because she is such a great writer. And today, she has another article that touches on this indirectly, the food control. But she goes from a different viewpoint, and her article is entitled "The Power Elite Playbook: Killing the Competitors," and that's her title. It's part 7 in a 7-part series that she's written. Her name is Deanna Spingola. She's out of Chicago. She's a very careful researcher, and she supports all of her work with footnotes and a bibliography, and she's really good. And she talks about the oil production side and why we attacked Hussein, or why the elites had us attack Hussein, because he wasn't following the dictum to reduce the oil production. He was doing just the opposite. So.
Yeah.
He was out of step with the globalists, and when you're out of step with the globalists, bad things happen.
Yes. How do you spell her last name?
Okay. Spingola is spelled S-P-I-N-G-O-L-A.
S-P-I-N-G-O-L-A. G-O-L-A. Okay, good.
Deanna Spingola.
Okay, good.
And she gives a little history, and also she talks about an 84-page plan for Iraq and its oil in 2004. It entailed suppressing oil production. Yes, suppressing it. Iraq's oil expansion program is now dead, along with more than a million Iraqis. And when you combine that with the food control
right.
and the game that's being played there, the free trade yeah. zone, and what they're doing to the Iraqi people on the food side,
right.
side, and if the farmers attempted to recycle the seeds under their dictums that we've put on them, Bremer Order 81, I think I mentioned,
right.
then they're in violation. The Iraqi people could lose their yeah. land. They could be punished severely. And this is being not addressed by the mainstream media at all. And in her writing, Deanna Spinola, she says, power elite puppets have never been subtle about their intentions. She basically writes that we've been given all this information in front of us, but we don't seem to act on it because I guess we're sort of lazy. We wait for the mainstream media to feed us, and unless we start doing our own independent thinking and reading and gathering our own research that Deanna does, then we're going to miss these things because the mainstream media isn't going to tell us, for example, like Al-Qaeda was a CIA creation
right.
during the Afghanistan war with Russia. If you
right.
remember that, Jack.
That's right. I sure do.
And where's that discussion today in mainstream media?
Well, not going to happen because it's still run by the CIA from what we've heard from our intel people. But it's still an arm of the CIA. Okay, we'll be right back, folks, with more important news from Capitol Hill Commando Ernie from Virginia. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Okay, folks, we're back, and what a blessing. What a blessing it is, folks. I've got my pencil working just as fast as it can go as Ernie's giving out this very important information so that I can get up on my hind legs and scream at my elected things on Tuesday. I guess it is. Monday's a holiday. But, Ernie, go right ahead, brother.
Thank you, Jack. And I just wanted to say one last thing about the Law of the Sea Treaty before I move forward to many other important bills.
Okay.
If for your listeners who are interested and want to know about a current article by Cliff Kincaid, who's done an admirable job back from October, November, and December. He wrote a number of articles for News with Views about the subject. But he is the editor for Accuracy in Media, Cliff Kincaid. Uh-huh. And if you go to www.aim.org, you can read about his latest article entitled "Bush Promotes Hillary's Global Policies." And so the tag team,
What was the website?
The website is www.aim.org.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, the AIM stands for Accuracy in Media.
Right.
And Cliff's article titled "Bush Promotes Hillary's Global Policies," dated January 17th, it has some discussion on the Law of the Sea Treaty, and he links Hillary's views to his views and Bush's views.
Okay,
and
good.
If you look at the real world and think outside the box, we've had a Bush or a Clinton in power since 1980 associated with the White House. Because if you recall, after the attempted assassination on President Reagan,
right.
Vice President Bush at the time had an increased role.
That's right.
And so we've had a very bad adverse effect by the two families over the years that have transpired from the World Trade Organization to GATT, the implementation of NAFTA, the undermining of our national state, the illegal immigration invasion, which has been facilitated by both, and the undermining of our civil liberties from the Patriot Acts to the Military Commissions Act, suspension of habeas corpus. The country could not be been put under a worse scenario than these two families and the actions they've taken against the American people. Our democracy and our constitutional republic is simply beyond belief. And unfortunately, so many Americans can't see the big picture, and what we try to do on this show is bring out legislation and what's going on and what people are trying to do to offset it. And that brings to mind in Virginia, and he's not my congressional representative, but he's an outstanding representative, not only for the Commonwealth of Virginia, but for the country.
Yeah.
And I'm referring to the 5th Congressional District Representative Virgil Goode, G-O-O-D-E, a former Democrat turned independent and Republican, a former prosecutor. And he's got several resolutions, House Concurrent Resolution 22, to withdraw the country from NAFTA, House Concurrent Resolution to oppose the North American Union, the NAFTA superhighway system, and House Concurrent Resolution 119 to require that the administration enforce the existing immigration laws. So any one of those bills, House Concurrent Resolution 22, 40 or and 119. I would appreciate your listeners calling their representatives and asking that their representatives support Goode's resolutions and also seek to get these out of committee so they can be voted on by the full House.
Very good.
Also House Resolution 939, because as we talked about in a prior show, Senator Hutchison and Senator Cornyn of Texas, in their amendment to the conference bill on the fiscal year 2008 Homeland Security funding, was able to put in a compromise or an amendment to undermine the secure fence to tier fence obligation in the funding for Homeland Security for fiscal year 2008, and making that an discretionable type item by Secretary Chertoff. Allow him to build, say, a virtual fence as opposed to a required solitary two-tier fence, which would stop the illegal alien invasion and the
right.
smugglers and make a real difference. But
that's
because
right.
that has been done, Congressman Goode also has House Resolution 939, to require that the Secretary of Defense assign members of the regular Army or Reserve components to be put on the border to help secure the border and protect the American people from this continued invasion and drug smuggling and Mexican Army incursions into the U.S., as you know,
right.
Jack.
Yes, every week that's happening.
Exactly. And now I saw today on WorldNet Daily, actually this was posted Saturday, Border Patrol agent killed by smugglers who was run down. U.S. Border Patrol agent is dead in California after being struck by one of two vehicles fleeing toward the U.S.-Mexican border during a pursuit by law enforcement today. And what I want to remind the listeners, we still have federal border security agents Ramos and Campion. They're still being held in solitary confinement. They've been imprisoned now for more than a year. And no action, no relief has been taken, although there has been a hearing before the 6th Appeals Court in Louisiana to reconsider their case. But that's still a few weeks from now, and these border security agents have been so badly treated and abused, and it's a reflection on the administration's policy towards open borders, not enforcing our existing immigration laws. So we have treason being committed from within. Our Congress has not taken sufficient actions, and then when I watch these presidential candidates, the Democrats say nothing, and the Republicans play like, for example, former Governor Huckabee talks about, having strengthening the and providing protection against illegal immigration, but yet when you look at his public record, it's just the opposite. So
That's right. Just
continuously misled by these elitist politicians who don't work for the American people. They work for big business. They work for the globalists.
They're
disconnected from the American people.
Most all of them are CFR members. Most all of them are CFR members. They're hardcore globalists.
Well, yes. I wouldn't say I can't prove that they're all CFR members, but there are so many in both parties that are CFR members.
Uh-huh.
And those who aren't CFR members, at least on paper, it could still be CFR members. You know what I'm saying? So you may be totally right.
They obey the CFR's program for world control, even if they're not in the CFR.
No, that's true.
That's right.
And I don't know, Jack, if it's money or if they've got something in their closet, they're being blackmailed. I don't know what the – I think maybe there's only 4% of all of them because of this continuous re-election process. We need to have term limits, meaningful term limits, a country of 300 million people. We don't need these politicians to come into office and then die in office. And over time, they become entrapped in this system. And we need fresh blood.
We need constant. They're bringing in the Diebold computer voting machines now, so there's no way we can vote them out if they want them in there because they control the computers behind the scenes.
Well, that is true, but we should be demanding, and we should continually demand from our elected representatives that there be an audit trail.
That's right.
And an audit trail to be used in conjunction. I'm not opposed to electronic voting machine, but we need a way to independently verify and validate that the elections are honest. And we don't have an adequate system of integrity in our voting system. And Congressman Dennis Kucinich of Ohio, that's been a major peeve of his, and he's tried to lead the way on trying to get that reformed. And I hear more and more people being concerned about it. And we have to stand up. If we don't have a meaningful system of integrity with our voting system, then our constitutional republic is totally compromised.
Roger that, brother. Absolutely. Yes.
So, but I wanted to again say talk about House Resolution 563 to vacate further proceedings in the prosecution of federal border security agents Ramos and Campion. Congress has done an admirable job trying to make a difference, at least 100 and some members, and I want to thank Congressman Duncan Hunter again, although I understand he's now dropped out of the presidential race.
Yeah.
And Congressman Tom Tancredo, who also tried to work hard for Ramos and Campion, and he's withdrawn. They stood tall for these people, and the administration should be held accountable, and so should Congress. We should be demanding their release and compensation. They were wrongly convicted. There wasn't a fair and impartial process, and I think at some point we will get relief on this for them, but we still have to keep calling and participating to let them know that we care and we want this miscarriage of justice ended. Want to bring up the Veterans Disarmament Act. We had talked about that one before.
Right.
Where veterans from the Iraqi War or the even the Vietnam War who had mental problems or their psychiatrists had something in their file, they've been disenfranchised from gun ownership thanks to the President and our Congress and the Senate, who only used a voice vote. There was no recorded vote.
Right.
The House Resolution 2640, and just prior to Christmas, they took this vote and a voice vote. The Senate did, and they approved undermining again the veterans. And they continuously do this, Jack. You know how
That's
veterans have been so badly treated at the VA And even the administration, in one of the write-ups I read by Bob Chapman in the International Forecaster, I think it was the week before last, he had an article where the federal government had lost in court, had some discussion on this, and the administration had argued, well, if they didn't have the money in the budget, too bad, and the veterans, they didn't have the money to treat the veterans. Well, there's a law requiring the veterans who come back from the Iraqi and Afghanistan war be treated for at least 2 years after their injuries, and
right.
They weren't even providing 2 years of treatment to these badly maimed veterans, which to me is just absolutely hideous. And that Veterans Disarmament Act, House Resolution 2640, is also consistent with other actions taken. This National Firearms Ban article that I read on WorldNetDaily.com on Saturday, again, National Firearms Ban, quote, reasonable. Essentially, the gun owners of America warns arguments endanger Second Amendment. And the administration is being asked to withdraw a legal brief that leaders fear could be used to support any gun ban, no matter how sweeping, as long as some court somewhere determines it is reasonable. So the administration is playing another game here, undermining our gun ownership rights for veterans, law-abiding veterans, and I think you've mentioned before potentially 150,000 to 200,000 law-abiding veterans could lose their gun ownership rights.
Right, yes.
And then you combine this, the concern comes from Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, whose group is pleading with the Bush administration to withdraw an anti-gun brief filed by the U.S. Solicitor General in a Supreme Court case regarding the District of Columbia ban on handguns. Essentially, if they don't withdraw that and the Supreme Court goes with their this legal brief, we could end up endangering the whole Second Amendment rights. And you know the discussion, Jack, recall the discussion about the militia versus the individual right of gun ownership. And clearly our forefathers had in mind every individual had the right to protect their home. And
that's right. Yes, absolutely.
And their family, and to protect them primarily. And this is what our forefathers had in mind, to protect us from the potential of a tyrannical government one day. So
yeah.
This is essential to our constitutional republic and our freedom and liberty. So we need to make it clear to our elected representatives and even to the White House, this we would like to see this legal brief by the U.S. Solicitor General be withdrawn. And I agree with Larry Pratt. This is very bad. This is, but unfortunately, this is consistent with this administration and incrementally undermining our gun ownership rights and betraying the American people day in and day out.
That's right.
I'd like to also bring up the thought crime legislation.
Yes, please do. That is so important. I was just looking today, brother, about Theodore Roosevelt saying that is to have a no criticism of the president. Is treason. Treason is what Roosevelt said, and that's what we're heading for with that thought crime.
Oh, it is. And that is Senate Bill 1959, and House Resolution 1955 was overwhelmingly passed, 404-6. Congressman Ron Paul, who didn't vote on it, later had a outstanding piece opposing this and stating his reasons why.
Yeah.
But this bill is entitled the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007.
Okay.
And I again visited the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs website. I don't see any information posted on it as to its status. They had prior hearings about anecdotal evidence based on Europe and testimony from New York City and from Los Angeles and Dade County and Florida and Kansas City. And it was more of the potential for somebody being a thought crime type individual or a violent, radical, homegrown terrorist. We don't have that kind of problem in this country.
Right.
They're trying to create a problem
yeah.
in order to shut America up. the shutdown, the internet streaming, because that seems to be the focus of this bill. And despite all the lip service about they don't want to infringe on our constitutional rights, the bill in its current form clearly violates the Constitution. And it's consistent with the hate crime legislation. And unfortunately, Jack, our Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee seems to be focusing more on domestic partnership benefits bill than securing their border and and focusing on undermining our civil liberties to express a dissenting view or a view in support of legislation. They don't want people to participate. Here they are representing big business and the globalists and not representing the American people, and now they're coming up with bills to try to make it a crime if you do try to participate.
Right. Very, very true. Very true. Hang on, brother. We'll be right back with you. Folks, this will wrap up the hour with Capitol Hill Commando Ernie from Virginia. Next hour, we're getting into gun control and the militia. Now is the time to revive the militia in America. We'll talk about that in depth right after next hour. Stay tuned.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Okay, folks, we're back here on the Officer Jack McLam program, closing out with Ernie. We're going to go right back to Ernie real quick. We don't have much time yet. Go ahead, Ernie.
Thank you, Jack. And I wanted to bring up the, you can get the details on these bills by visiting the government website, www.thomas.gov. And I encourage
Thomas.gov, right?
Correct. And I encourage the your listeners to call area code 877-851-6437. Again, toll-free number 877-851-6437. And let their representatives know their views on these bills that I talked about today, and especially say no to the thought crime legislation, Senate Bill 1959, and also say no to there's another discussion by Stephen Ledman. I talk about Stephen Ledman and the GMO seeds today and the control of food, but he has another wonderful article titled Institutionalized Spying on Americans, Homeland Security's National Applications Office, NAO, and the use of our domestic satellites and military satellites against the American people. That's dated January 17, 2008. And what we want to say is, when we call our representatives, no to the thought crime legislation, and no to this continuous spying on Americans without their knowledge. There needs to be a warrant. There needs to be some system of checks and balances. And the use of spying against the American people without their knowledge just goes too far. The FISA Act and the lack of a system of checks and balances. We need to say no to the FISA Act and the fishing expedition given to the White House and the potential for abuse. And I wanted to bring up the state backs off to the demand, and that's California, to run home thermostats. Apparently the outcry from your listeners and others, this article was on WorldNet Daily on Friday, and the state of California has halted, at least for now, a plan that would have allowed utilities to control the thermostats inside residents' homes remotely instead making plans to work on a voluntary program. And as you know, I talked about House Resolution 6 and the president signing off on that energy bill back in December, which will ban Edison's invention, the incandescent light bulb. The ultimate ban is 2014, but the ban starts taking effect, I think, beginning in 2012, depending on the wattage of the light bulb. And we're going to be required to use these energy-saving compact fluorescent light bulbs that are dangerous to the environment. They have the toxic mercury in them. And in the UK, they put out guidelines just recently that if you break one, you have to leave the room and stay out of that room for 15 minutes. But more importantly, Congress, where does Congress have this authority in the White House to ban the incandescent light bulb? At least in the California example on halting the plan to use these remote-controlled thermostats and make it voluntary, that is the extent that the Congress and the White House should have gone. It should have been a voluntary program in the banning of the light bulb, not a required mandatory program to ban the light bulb. So I take great offense to the nanny state and where the country is going, and this disconnect between the people and these issues like the law of the sea, and how these presidential candidates and their lack of a meaningful track record on protecting freedom and liberty gets such a free ride by the mainstream press. It is up to us to continue to listen to Jack McGlam and his show, RBN, and other alternative media, and continue to read globalresearch.ca, newsreviews.com, and WorldNet Daily. Thank you so much, Jack.
Brother. Lord bless you real good, Ernie. God bless you for all your hard work every week for all of us to gather all this information. We love you dearly, and Godspeed, brother. Thank
you. Look forward to you next hour listening in.
Okay, thank you, brother.
Thank you, Jack.
Take care. Okay, folks, the second hour is coming up. We're going to talk about gun control, and now is the time for the militia. We must work like we're going to win, but also prepare like we may lose.